Blog Talk Radio.
Brandy's brother gets caught up in a disorderly conduct deal
at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and he was arrested, cuffed and stuffed for, you know what I'm saying, assault on a police officer and some other peculiar right crazy stuff. And, of course, I know I got my man in here from Texas chomping at the bit, you know what I'm saying, and San Antonio's going to face off against the Miami Heat for the NBA Finals. So, without further ado, we're going to let my man in right now. 409, who we got on deck in the building tonight?
Finally, the San Antonio Spurs have made it back to the NBA Finals.
Well, congratulations. That's my main man, Max the Beast, on deck tonight with us as we, you know what I'm saying, get ready to get this thing cranked up. Man, I saw you guys pull it off. I was actually happy to see y'all do it because I know that you guys have the only answer. Like Malcolm X said, you guys are the answer, the only answer for the Miami Heat. How you feeling tonight, my man?
Man, I'm feeling lovely since they call me now Mr. Guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Because every time I guarantee a win in these NBA playoffs, we get it done. I guaranteed on Ohio Larry's show. Big up to Ohio Larry. Guaranteed on his show today. They thought I was crazy. They thought I was cuckoo. We can't beat them at OKC. That's what they said. And I sat there and told them that we were going to beat them in OKC. And eventually, you seen what just happened. But now, back-to-back Western Conference champions going for that title. Miami, you got what belongs to us. We won it, homie.
Yeah, you know, if my man Ohio Larry don't get no bigger, he'll always be my nigga. He gave me, showed me the potential of what could be great things as far as having shows, having a site, and trying to get it in with real fellas like yourself. So big up and big shout-outs to Ohio Larry and the crew, all the folks that still cool with me over there. You know what I'm saying? Hope they're enjoying this playoff first, this playoff deal going down. I got my man, like I said before, my man, Mr. Malcolm Javon in the house, and I'm telling you, I know he's fired up and wired up, man, and I got to tell you, I'm going with y'all, man. If it can't be Portland, if it couldn't be them Blazers or the hometown Chicago Bulls, you know what I'm saying? Not that you guys are third choice, but like I said before, you guys are the right choice. Best record in the league all year, most intensified team, and you guys own the home field advantage. So like Big Daddy Kane said, won't be no half-stepping. And I'm just glad to see
bro. We did this without Parker, and we was down by 7 going to the second half.
I saw it. Love it. What I like is just like being in a French restaurant, and you're the chef. And I know you gonna, when you get a chance to talk to the fellas over there in HHS, I know you're going to be having that big plate of crow out over there. And I wish I could listen in on it, but you know how it goes. But I know you're going to serve it up because you said how rough it was. I remember you telling me. But, boy, you have been vindicated, my friend, and you are going back to the NBA championships. And I'm happy for y'all, man, because y'all deserve to be there. Y'all held it out all year. If anybody deserved to be there, it was you guys. And I'm hoping that Parker can come on around. When is the first game?
First game is Thursday.
Wow, man. Wow, I know you guys. That'll give him a chance to heal that up, man. You know you can't keep Parker out of that, man. Ain't no way in the world. Even if he don't start. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Then we'll make it more sweeter. If it do go a game 7, welcome to the home of San Antonio Spurs, as in San Antonio, Texas, a.k.a. the Riverwalk, a.k.a. it's all, we never lose a game fucking 7 in second San Antonio. Ex-Detroit Pistons. Ex-Detroit, what happened in the game 7 in San Antonio? It didn't go well for them. They lost the whole championship. Thanks to Big Shot Bob. But look here. You know what I'm saying? I've been making this prediction ever since. I said Miami and San Antonio Part 2. We want Miami. We don't only want the championship. We want Miami. We finna break. We gonna be the ones to break the whole Heat Nation up.
Oh, that's gonna be the Hey, I'm hoping for y'all, man. I'm hoping above hopes for all the right reasons, for all the loudmouth cats that like to pretend like Miami is their first choice, for all the times that you caught hell and stuff. You said it, you predicted it, and you stuck with it, man. I got to tell you, between you and them and them Patriots, man, you all, and the Red Sox lately, you guys have been holding it down like champions do, and I sincerely hope that y'all hold it down for all the folks on this side of the Mississippi River. But it's time to bring it on back. It's time to bring it way on back. I don't see the Miami Heat three-peating. I said that from the beginning. I made a lot of folks mad. It was a whole lot of, putting my face on some very ugly words. You know what I'm saying? Crying and shit because I was seeing people make excuses. Well, ain't no excuses now. It's put up or shut up time. I think you guys got what it takes to put it up because you guys are deep, man. Even your bench is deep. Even the white boys are coming along looking real nice on the hooping, man. So,
I like what Pop did. What Pop did when Tony Parker went out, he tried Corey Joseph. He seemed like that ain't gonna work out. Then he put Mills. He like Pat Mills. Nah, ain't gonna work out. You know what? I think Pop sit there and thought, you know what? Fuck it. Ginobili, you run point. And that's what it was. Ginobili grabbed the point. And you already know Ginobili gonna drive. He going to hit you for a three, or he will get one of the more pretty passes like he did to Dial. Them pretty passes. Hey, Kawhi Leonard ball tonight. I give Kawhi Leonard his due. Kawhi Leonard ball. That nigga threw Westbrook. Westbrook trying to go up and he threw Westbrook shit like, Not this time, Slick. Durant missed that three. When Durant missed that three, I was like, oh, yes, it's already sealed and delivered, baby. Let's go back to these finals. MVP went clutch that time. And I sit there and told them. They asked me, what's more different? I say, because we'd be damned if we lose another game six in this crucial moment again. We'd be damned. And we made for sure that we were going to lose. Even though it took overtime, the overtime set OKC back home. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay,
I like the way y'all is looking, man. I think the song says, I like the way it's going down, dog. I really like the way it's going down. Like I said before, San Antonio has been strong all year. I really, really honestly thought that Portland had action, man. But I tell you what, they shut them boys down, and I had to shut up. I couldn't say nothing, dog. I couldn't say nothing. I had to testify. I didn't get a chance to catch you, after that series was over. But, hey, man, you guys did what was necessary. You know what I'm saying? Y'all closed the door like Kenny Pendergrass on us. It wasn't nothing we was going to be able to do. So, I mean, what can I say, man? Y'all did what was necessary. And like I said, I'm behind y'all, man. I'm supporting y'all on this one, man. Because, like I said, for all the right reasons that I can name and won't name, because I'm trying to stay positive with it, I want to shut up all the loud mouths. I want to shut up all the critics of the San Antonio Spurs. And when the cats have said y'all couldn't do it, like I said before, I'm just glad to see y'all, get it in, get it on, and have it going down. And you guys earned that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
They were like, the Heat fans wanted OKC to win so bad. And I told them I understand why they want OKC to win, because they want the easy finals. Because they scared of San Antonio. Them 28 seconds was the longest seconds of their life. You know what I'm saying? They must have, they act like they knew, like Taz said and said, he knew that Miami was going to win. No, you didn't, son. Them 20 seconds, he didn't know Miami was going to win. He ain't know Ray Allen was going to just pull it out and take it over time. No, he didn't. You know what I'm saying?
I never have been a fan of the funk where he's concerned anyway. But I kind of figured, you jump on everybody else and any brother about being a bandwagon person, would be the first one to jump from Miami Heat and knowing that, I'm not a Miami Heat fan, I'm a LeBron fan. Well, you know what? LeBron plays for Miami, and you can't tell me that you don't be pulling for him. But like I said before, man, you know how it is in the business, man. Everybody wants to be right about the team, and I ain't going to hate on him for wanting his squad to do what it do, but I sincerely hope that San Antonio has the shut-the-fuck-up medicine already bottled up and ready to go. I think that they do. I mean, did you see your boy slap LeBron's face the other day? You know what I'm saying? And last night, bam, he got his face to slap his face. He just showed it. Stevenson, no point. He slapped LeBron in the face. I thought that was some ugly shit right there. LeBron didn't like that too, so. But I think San Antonio is just going to keep it clean, man. You know, your boy Popovich is not going to allow things to get out of control like that. You guys got some pros over there, and I'm telling you, LeBron is a great basketball player, but Ray Allen, that should be Ray Allen in the Miami Heat, because evidently he did it in that series against Brooklyn too. Ray Allen's been shutting teams down a long time with that long range jump shot, and so like I said, you know, it's going to be a great matchup. But I'm going with you guys 4-2. I really don't think Miami has what it takes unless they do this nonsense where they try to extend the series up to make money. I think San Antonio got what it takes to do it, man. They're the strongest team right now. Look great.
See, this is the killer thing with them. You know what I'm saying? Now we going to be the ones to break up this whole LeBron/Miami Heat fan. You know what I'm saying? We'll be the one to break that shit up. So it feel more good. It feel good to win the championship, but it feel more good when you break a whole goddamn Heat Nation up. It feel more better. Because I am sick of them coming out the woodworks, not a Heat fans, but they don't remember no Tim Hardaway, Alonzo Mourning, Danny Muldrew, you know what I'm saying, Glenn Rice, Hal Minor. They don't remember them cats.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the 90s, when the Heat was in the 90s, they don't remember them. You know? You know, it just automatically, I remember Dan used to play for Phoenix before he went to Miami. You know what I'm saying? That's something that they don't know. Now the woodworkers, they are Miami Heat fan. If you're not from Miami, for one, you know what I'm saying? I can see if they've been a Heat fan since D-Wade got there. Then I'd be like, all right, cool. Since D-Wade and Shaq, all right, cool. But when you go to Miami because they got LeBron or Chris Bosh, you know what I'm saying? You're a bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? You want the trophy so bad. You know, half of them was Cleveland fans. You know? That's why I'm like, uh-uh. No, homie.
My man says, like, I'm going to tell you what Dr. Phil said the other day. When you're trying to be on the right-minded thing all the time, where you always got to be right no matter what, and you accuse everybody and their brother. Now, look, you know I'm a Bears fan. I suffer like succotash. I have to watch your team beat us up. I'm hoping we can get some retribution this year. And you and I handle it like that. But when you get cats, man, just because you think another team is good and you give them praise, you got to be a bandwagon person. You got to get shit on and stuff. But yet when you sit up and you go and you say all of a sudden that, you know, you Heat, let's go Heat, let's go Heat, let's do it Heat, and you know that you was a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, that to me, that's some fake-ass bullshit. That's some fake-ass bullshit to me from the letter of F to the word state. That's phony and stuff. Whereas here you are, you've been a San Antonio fan all along.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling them. I say, I don't go for one player. You know what I'm saying? I don't go for San Antonio because of Manu Ginobili. I don't go for San Antonio because of Tony Parker or Tim Duncan. So I go for San Antonio as a team. You know what I'm saying? As a whole squad. You dig? The whole team. Because they do play team ball. The bench is too deep, homie.
When you come at it, it ain't phony. You know what I'm saying? You've been saying San Antonio all along, even when they got put out the playoffs. You didn't waver. You didn't waver, and you didn't fade. You said, okay, look, my team got beat, but they're going to be back next year. And you said last year, you said, okay, when they come back, we come back, y'all mark my words, I think it's going to be Miami, and it's going to be, you know, San Antonio again. You told me, hey, look, you guys are number one right now, but once the playoffs start, and if we play y'all, we're going to take care of y'all. Guess what? They took care of us. We didn't win a game. We spent so much time trying to get past them, trying to cheat us with Houston, that by the time we get to play, you know, the defending Western Conference champions, we didn't have no energy left, and you guys did exactly what you were supposed to do. You guys seized the moment, and you guys did what was required of you, and that's win the Western Conference. Like I said, my pool cue, my dice, you know, my bid and betting money is on San Antonio. I like their style. I like the way they're playing, and I like their strength y'all showing. You guys are the team to watch.
Oh, yeah, you know. And to them, no, I just hope they be ready and be prepared to what's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? We is not playing no game. Duncan played, 37 minutes tonight? But he'll be all healed up by, you know what I'm saying, by Thursday. You know, he'll be all refreshed by Thursday, because that's a long way. Damn near 5 days from now, you know?
Yeah.
Five. And by the look, I'm looking at the stats right now. Two more. If Duncan get three more games of a double double, he will pass Magic Johnson. And he'll be the number one to have most double doubles, in NBA history.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's amazing.
That's what it's all about, my man. That's what it's all about. Playoff
and
time, NBA.
They talking about, I see they post, you know what I'm saying, why do they give Greg Popovich Coach of the Year? Well, I give them one reason. For a man to lose the finals and damn near come back and play in another one against the same team, part two, you know what I'm saying, play against the same team. None of his players throughout the whole season went over 25 minutes. That means everybody had equal share to get on the floor. Tony Parker been hurt for most of the season and still end up getting the number one in the West, number one overall seed in the NBA playoffs, number one overall. That means that's amazing, man. I got to give Pop his, man.
And see, that's silly, too. That's silly business, too. Greg Popovich. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe it's because he had, you know, a couple of championships beforehand. This wasn't the first rodeo for Greg Popovich. And if you got the best record in the league, unlike sometimes when they give it to the guy that just had the most improved team, because Stotts did a great job with Portland, but he didn't have the best record in the league, why would you not give it the Coach of the Year to the guy who had the best record in the league? I mean, to me, that's pretty basic stuff, but, you know, here again, you've always got those few, you know, special ed people, you know what I'm saying? No reflection on special ed folks, but I'm just saying, guys are supposed to have all this sense and all this basketball knowledge, and, you know, here we go again with the round and round and all the BS. They're supposed to have all this knowledge of sports and stuff, you know, when other than the fact when Google's sitting in front of them, you can't understand why Greg Popovich would get Coach of the Year. I mean, it's pretty obvious the man is a coaching phenom. The organization is smart, because unlike a lot of organizations out there, Chicago included, they know how to keep players that are keeping them in playoff contention. They have enough cohesion. You know, in order to have cohesion with a team, you have to maintain a certain amount of players that have always, you know what I'm saying, kind of kept the thing going, and everybody knows everybody. To me, that's smart basketball. Absolutely, he deserved Coach of the Year. And like I said, the Miami Heat kind of pushed through the ranks and everything there so far as, you know, being number one, or actually they were number two, which is a travesty because it was in Indianapolis. You know, won their division, was the number one seed and everything. And, of course, they got treated just like a ball hit when they got in there because they wanted so bad to see the three-peat history, at least put LeBron James trying to get him in that same category as Jordan, which he can't do because the competition was a lot better. But let's face it, man, the Eastern Conference of the NBA, you can spread that over pancakes because they are butter-ass soft. Hell, damn near 25% of the teams had a losing record going into the playoffs. The Western Conference is the real deal Holyfield, man. And I just, like I said, I just hope that I think it's going to be 4-2. I think you're going to see a lot of strength. I think Dwayne Wade is kind of on faded status. I give Miami a couple of games at home, but I don't think they can win one here in crunch time, because when you see these guys who are able to do it without Tony Parker, imagine if Tony Parker gets just a little bit healed up, man. I think you guys got action winning this 4-2. So I'm going out on a limb on it. And even if it's 4-3, I'm still going with them.
I just seen an amazing ass, I would dunk in your face, from Kawhi Leonard to dunked on Ibaka. This is the second time in the series I seen Ibaka get dunked on. The first one was Corey Joseph dunked on Ibaka. Now Kawhi Leonard did it in this game, boy. Kawhi Leonard is, Kawhi Leonard the force. Then he went through the big three in OKC, the dunk on Ibaka. He went through Durant first, crossed over Westbrook, and then dunked on Ibaka.
Wow.
Kawhi Leonard. Who is Kawhi Leonard? Kawhi Leonard out of San Diego State. People, if you don't know who Kawhi Leonard is, he's out of San Diego State. Right now, Kawhi Leonard should be playing for Indiana Pacers, but that little trade that we did sent him to San Antonio and sent George Hill to Indiana. You know what I'm saying? If people don't know the history of Kawhi, Kawhi came into the league ready since the first time he played OKC in the Western Conference Finals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a redemption, you know? And I ain't ashamed to say this. The best power forward we ever played in these NBA playoffs was LaMarcus Aldridge. LaMarcus. I got to get LaMarcus Aldridge. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Dirk didn't really do nothing in that first, in that series against us, even though we went 7 with them. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do that much. It was more like Monte Ellis, that Vince Carter buzzer beater shit. You know what I'm saying? And after that, you see the results of that. Now, in this series, Ibaka ain't that big enough. You know what I'm saying? Ibaka could be going to block some shots, but Ibaka could get faded. I seen niggas fade him. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. If people don't know if he can't get faded or not, please look back into Game 6, and you'll see Kawhi Leonard dunk all in his face. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like I said, no bandwagons. No bandwagons and no excuses. Man, oh, man. Malcolm, you did it, man. You called it.
Boy, I like what Ginobili did there. Boy, Ginobili hit that 3 on them people and put it up by 1. We should have had that game in regular regulation. Ginobili missed the free throw. You know what I'm saying? And that hurt us. But we put it up in overtime. We go and play Miami. Miami, here we come. No, we going home and wait for Miami to come on the plane. That's what we're gonna do.
You guys got home field advantage, home court advantage there. Yes, sir.
You see, the only thing about that, the format has changed. You know what I'm saying? It ain't three straight in Miami. It's going to be 2 in San Antonio, 2 in Miami, 1 in San Antonio, 1 in Miami, and the last one in San Antonio.
Man, oh, man.
Like the regular, they're going to be like regular series. So they're going to make it better. One thing we got to do, handle business in San Antonio, still one in Miami. We do that, it's over. The Heat Nation has been applauded. Ohio Larry will be sporting a San Antonio Spurs shirt and posting on Facebook.
Man, I'll probably do the usual breakdown replay of music and stuff. But I'm gonna try to listen in on the replay of that show, because I can't wait to hear all this skipping and flipping that goes down where people have to explain, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how it's going to be. It's going to be time to talk it down. Oh, well, it ain't no big deal. They ain't going to do this, they ain't going to do that. And I hear this. Man, it ain't going to be this. We're going to do this and do that. I can't wait to see you guys get in there and get your thizzle rolling, man, get things going, because this should be a real good hookup for you guys. And like I said before, I just can't wait to see you guys get in there and get it done, man. You guys got to do this one, Malcolm. Y'all got to take care of this one. I was hoping to see my boys get it done, but I didn't see it get done the way it needed to be done. But it's cool. You guys should be able to get in there and let Miami know exactly what time it is. I'm really hoping that you guys can get in there and get it done, because you know what I'm saying, that the evil forces are out there. They want to see the wrong team win. I want to see your team getting in there, man. Because it's the West, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here on the West Coast, and you guys are repping the West like champions do, back to back. So, like I said before, man, if the sun is in the right place, and the moon and everything is on its axis the way it needs to be, you guys should be able to get this thing done in 6 games. You know what I mean? You guys should be able to get it done. But I'm glad.
We're gonna try to end them. I'm telling you, we just came like Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith said that when he left the game with two. Stephen A. Smith said when he seen them boys walk to the locker room, he said they look happy because they won game two. They look like they ready to take care of business. You know what I'm saying? He said just like this. He say, them people don't only want the championship. Them people want Miami. That's what Stephen A. Smith say. Them people want Miami.
Let me ask you something real quick. Do you think that LA is done for a while?
Huh? What's up? Nils.
Do you think that the LA Lakers are done for a while? Because, I mean, who are they actually going to turn to?
Yeah, I think the LA Lakers falling off. You know what I'm saying? You go from winning two back-to-back championships. Then after winning them two championships, you get swept by Dallas. You lost 4-1 to OKC the next year in the playoffs. Then you lost 4-0 to San Antonio in the first round of last year playoffs. So now getting the number 7 pick in the NBA draft. Yeah, I think they all are out of there for right now. They out of there for a minute. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was telling them they going down and down. Down. You know what I'm saying? You get swept twice in 3 years. Twice. You know?
You got anybody with a profile pick over there for San Antonio?
See, nobody OKC fan, so, and I was trying to give somebody a bet, but they were scared to take it, but they were still screaming OKC, OKC, OKC. You know, I was telling my Spurs homies was going in on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all, don't worry about them people. We're going to take care of business tonight. We'll see Miami. I told them just like this. We'll see Miami Thursday. How you going to think you're going to see Miami Thursday, playboy? How you think you're going to see Miami Thursday? I said, we're going to see Miami Thursday. I told them that today. We're going to see Miami Thursday. Oh, how you going to do that, playboy? How they going to happen? How you think you're going to be OKC in OKC? You can't beat them in OKC. OKC is going to come out striving. I say, man, I got a funny feeling. We're going to beat Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City. By me saying that, and then they were like, well, how you think so? I say, you know what? I say, fuck it. I'm going to go on the limb. I guarantee we will be Oklahoma City, and I say, looky here, I'm undefeated and guaranteed in these NBA playoffs. And I'm still undefeated and guaranteed in the NBA playoff. You know what I'm saying? Still, I guarantee we're going to win game five. And we blew them out by 28. You know?
So there it is. There it is there. Well, look here.
But the Lakers. But the Lakers, yeah. Lakers no more.
Lakers no more. That's a good way to end that bad boy. But hey, look, I'm gonna go to a short commercial break, and when I come back, I'm gonna discuss this TI and game standoff with LAPD. Evidently, they got into a pretty intense
video.
They got into a pretty intense little situation right there. So I'm gonna drop on that for a second, but we're gonna come back and discuss this here in a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and drop this as the game was involved. I'm going to hit them real quick in the ear with a little bit of how we do, and we'll be back in a few minutes. This is the Flossy G Radio Network, 646-595-3402. I've got Malcolm the Beast, San Antonio Spur, New England Patriots, Boston Red Sox aficionado on deck.
Ready, here it come. Gotta sit, bend, gotta get this. Try to leave my the drama. Set a tip on my better, my flow sounds better than average. On tracks, I'm a savage, I damage anybody tryna front on my clip. G-U-Net.
Nigga one, guy. Word up. Look out for the cops, though.
Cash food.
Word up. Super fives over here, baby. Word up. Super fives. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash food. Everything around me. Creamed it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash food. Everything around
joint.
Me. Creamed it. The
here
money.
Here we go.
Dollar
check
bill,
this yo. Shit. Yo. I grew up on the crime side. The New York Times side. Staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing it for high stakes. Making my way all five. No question, I was beat for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on board boards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from front seats, rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my.
A man with a dream, with plans to make dreams was fair. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. The court played me short, now I faced incarceration, facing, throwing up stakes, my destination. Handcuffed and racked up a buck, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I skate from state, giving chase. Selling bait, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke steps. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask what's it worth. Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got to think up, kids, you're up, cops and crack rocks. And straight shots, all on the block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black. Shorty's running wild, smoking sets, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect this for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? This life is hectic.
Cash moves everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me.
Niggas
green,
got
get
to
the
they
money.
Gotta do.
Dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Green, get the money.
Dollar
bill,
yo.
Dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
John and Young Jeezy. Trying to take it easy. Only way to go. And so if you're looking for me, I'll be on the block. I'm a thing trap, possibly sitting on a trap down.
my main man, Mr. T to the I, holding it down with, you know, but you know about that, you know about that. Hey, we got a little something going down here where evidently Game and T.I. were in an intense standoff with the LAPD after a brutal fight. You know what I'm saying? Some of the guards got a little bit out of pocket, out of hand. Things got a little crazy as usual. You know, LAPD, you know, they was kind of out there and kind of on some, you know what I'm saying, crazy stuff. And you know how it goes, man. Stuff just gets wild out there in L.A. Well, evidently, TMZ, which, you know, I don't like using, you know, their logo so far as talking about a story or whatever, but, you know, it's handy right now. Seems that the Game and T.I. were at a super tense standoff with the LAPD after a fight in an L.A. club early Wednesday morning. Seems that a group of guys were told the mutual acquaintances of both T.I. and the Game were denied entrance to the super club. The guys began arguing furiously and security when one of the members of the posse threw a punch at a security guy. It says here, let me read that again for you. It looks like the guys began arguing furiously with security when one of the members threw a punch at one of the security officers. You can say you hear the punch at the beginning of the fight video, and the security club descended on two members of the posse and began beating them to a bloody pulp. At one point, you know what I'm saying, kicking one man in the face while he was down. Pretty much a coward actor. I've seen the video. I'm sure a lot of folks have seen the videos already, but it didn't really look all that good. It looks like the L.A. cops were present during the fight and were off-duty officers who were working the club. That's when the angry T.I. and Game stormed out of the club, mistakenly believing the cops had beat up their guys, and got into a big time with the LAPD, and that's when the standoff began. You know what I'm saying? You've got to watch the standoff. It is intense, and it's at the edge of erupting into violence. You know, the two men who were injured were taken to the LAPD's Hollywood division, but no one wanted to file charges, so they left. They say, you know, you hear people screaming Bloods and Crips in the video, but you don't know if there was arguing, it was gang-related, but it was definitely a bad scene. You know, all these millionaire cats with all this money and stuff, man. You know, they want to get in. They want their entourage with them and stuff. You know what I'm saying? These are the guys that protect them. These are the guys that look out for them. These are the guys that have their back. And it's kind of bad when a bad scene when they can't get in. And, you know what I'm saying, no one's really given a whole lot of clarity of what's going on. And I've seen the videos, and, you know, they're not really the type of videos that, you know, you can look at and say definitively what was going on. All I know is it was a bad scene when I see, you know, security standing on a guy's chest and on a guy to the point where he almost couldn't breathe. And now the guards were definitely overzealous, and it really didn't take all that much, you know, action going on. But you know how it goes down sometimes. You know, things can get a little out of control. And then some other news. You got singer Ray J arrested after a dust-up at the L.A. Hotel. He said while newlywed Kim Kardashian is often attending a wedding in Prague with her husband. Why would you mention this guy? And that really has nothing to do with it when she's with Kanye West. But once again, when you get white folks telling a story about black events, they never stick to the script. They kind of do a half-assed story, so I'll read through it anyway. So the ex-boyfriend who helped put her name, you know, on the map pretty much, and her famous bum on the map in 2003, with a sex tape is back in the news as well, and not in a good way. It says here, singer, producer, reality star Ray J was arrested Friday in Beverly Hills after kicking a patrol car window out of a patrol car and spitting at the officer outside of a hotel. The police were called in to investigate an accusation he inappropriately touched a woman at the bar, and officers found the contact was incidental and that the singer agreed to leave. So, but the police say whose legal name is William Ray Norwood, brother of Brandy Norwood, then refused to leave and became unruly and used his feet to shatter a patrol car whenever he was taken into custody. So the charges include vandalism, resisting arrest, and battering an officer. Representative for Ray J declined to comment. Now, you know, if he was found that it was, accidental and he didn't actually do anything wrong, why the hell should he have to leave the club? The man's a celebrity. He was sitting there minding his own business. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do nothing wrong or whatever. I don't know why, you know, it was necessary for him to have to leave the club. He shouldn't have had to leave the club. And like I said before, as usual, when white folks are telling the story, you never get the full story. But we'll keep you up on the score on that one, you know, to let you know what's going on. Meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and hit you on in the head. I got some guests coming in here in a little while to kind of, you know what I'm saying, keep things tweaked up and moving. I'm going to keep things running off the wire, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw a little Public Enemy in here, you know what I'm saying, and let them help me bring the noise.
Too black, too strong. Too black, too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these other drippers are still front on us. So I know we can do this, because we always do this. Ha-ha. Yeah, boy.
Babe, how low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the untenable beast. Public Enemy number one. 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X-Fun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell what the people say, make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win. Check it out.
At this crazy story that my old lady sent me online, and she was telling me that instead of messing around here with Viagra, he said men who are hoping to have fireworks in their life, you know what I'm saying, for this 4th of July, might want to skip with the burgers and with the, you know what I'm saying, all the other, you know, Viagra products, and check out this whole new thing that they got for your sexual drive, sexual thing going down. It seems that watermelon might be a natural Viagra, researchers say. This is because the popular summer fruit is richer than experts believe in amino acids called citrulline. That's C-I-T-R-U-L-L-I-N-E. It relaxes and dilates the blood vessels. And like Viagra and other drugs, right, it's meant to treat erectile dysfunction. Until recently, many scientists have believed that most citrulline was in the watermelon rind. But now experts have discovered that there is a more citrulline in the edible part than previously believed. Okay, so I'm like thinking to myself, you know, I'm going to have to go down to the local market and see what's going on. He said, why does this work? So the amino acid in citrulline, the amino acid in citrulline is converted into amino acid arginine. This is a precursor for nitric oxide, right? And nitric oxide is a blood vessel relaxer that enhances circulation to all your vital parts. He said, how much watermelon should you eat? The typical size is 4 ounce serving of watermelon, and about 10 watermelon balls has about 150 milligrams of citrulline. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I think I'm going to run down to my local Fred Meyer's or Kroger's if you're on the East Coast, and I'm going to go ahead and scoop up some of this watermelon here because, you know, for years, white folks have been the butt of the watermelon jokes, but it appears that watermelon is one of the reasons why we must be so virile. Food for thought is you're out there looking for natural herbs and spices and natural ways to get it up and get it on, this might actually be the best way that you can go about getting your groove thing on. So I'm going to throw a little something on for you just so that, you know what I'm saying, you can maintain the feel. You know, my wife always finds these weird things that always kind of, you know what I'm saying, they always kind of make you think about what's going on. But who would have thought, after all this time, you know what I'm saying, that watermelon is actually a good thing. You know what I'm saying? And with that in mind, I'm going to play a little Luther Vandross, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all in the mood out there, just in case y'all feeling it. This is your boy, Flossy Jeezy, 646-595-3402. We'll be back in a few.
Oh, he works hard to give her all he thinks she wants, but it tears her apart, cause nothing's for her heart. Hey, he pulls in late to wake her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she said, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. Now the days have grown to years of feeling all alone, as she sits and wonders if all she's doing wrong. Yeah, cause lately she tried anything just to turn his head. A difference if she said, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life, And the more that he lives, the less that he tries to show her the love that he holds inside. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees, this is the story of you and me. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work, to open the door to a heart that I hurt. And I hope you notice this look in my eyes, cause I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life. Rest of your life. I'm gonna hold you tonight, do all those for the rest of your life, of your life.
Don't be trippin' on hoes, cause they be talkin' about, oh, what just a good that nigga. with no inspection sticker. Drinking liquor, smoking slippers, and I go about 47 in a 55. You inject niggas be broken, but fuck it, my shit is drive. I pay for it by 9 times. Different mechanics, too much of a job. Some say they just couldn't handle it. I need some shocks on the back, I need some work on my brakes. My passenger side window sometimes it just don't wanna race. I hear bumps and crunks, pings and ticks and dings. I got a hole in my muffler and other minor things. Like my electrical rearview mirror don't move like a toaster. Even the optics in that motherfucker need to be closer. I'm satisfied with my ride, I don't ask much. But people talk and they diss, they heckle and laugh. But I'm rolling car, not stolen. Probably never will be, it's much too golden. Smoking weed and feeling fine. And my lack feels 79. I'm rolling gas, running low. But I try to keep it right and the bowl's right. All are getting it back. I got a brand new radiator, rebuilt alternator, detachable tape player. But I gotta fix the fader so I can have some music on the 6-pin loop. Maybe fit in with the L-Dogs, the Dans and Coop. Need to watch out for them dogs, cause you know they gon' watch you with their radar guns. Look like they shootin' as they clock you, and the whole force know me. For years they've been scoping. They walk up to my car and be like, "Hello, Mr. Copeland, give it some of that weed you got." Sometimes they don't ask for it. They know where I keep it. They reach right under my dashboard, and that really blows my eye. But hell, I got to keep pushing before I go home. Wipe the nut off with my seat cushion. I went looking for a trading, but they called my shit a bucket. Got back in that hoe and cranked it up and said, "Fuck it." I'm rolling car, not stolen. Probably never will be. It's much too golden. Smoking weed and feeling fine. In that bitch reclining, the engine shakes a little cause I got to change the timing. And if you see me walking, I'm giving it a rest. She needs some new shoes and getting fitted for a dress. You know I love my baby, hell I call my baby Pearly. She got mad at me this morning, woke her up too early just to go across town over on Chimney Rock. Had to pick up a bitch who wanted to give me the cop. I got over there real cool and picked her up all good. But halfway to the hotel, smoke started coming up from the hood. Me and the bitch had to push, and she didn't even get mad at me. Figured out the problem, made her go steal me a battery. Now lavishly, I'm rolling car, not stolen. Probably never will be, it's much too golden. Smoking weed and feeling fine.
My man on the scene from the Emerald City, Sherry, is on deck. What's going on, Sugar Ray?
Yo, what's going on, brother?
Man, you already know, man. I just read a factoid here before I went to Luther Vandross's Buy Me a Rose, a fact that I didn't know about and you probably should know about because, you know what I'm saying, you being a player that you are, it might just help your cause. Seems here that we have a new sex drug for men. A new sex drug. We'll get into the other particulars here in a minute. But we got a new sex drug out here. And my man, from Black Doctor, .org says that hoping to find some fireworks and their love for the 4th of July, they may want to skip the burgers and the barbecue sauce and eat plenty instead. It turns out that watermelon may be a natural Viagra, says a researcher. This is because the summer's most popular fruit is richer than experts believe in amino acids called citrulline, or citrulline, depending on what side of the United States you're on. It relaxes and dilates the blood vessels, and much like Viagra and other drugs, it's meant to treat, erectile dysfunction, or ED. Since until recently, many scientists have, I'm about ready to run the Safeway. Scientists have also, have said the citrulline was in the watermelon rind. They thought it was in the watermelon rind, but now experts have discovered that more citrulline is in the edible part, more than previously believed. And, as we change pages here, and it also, let me get this page to scroll down for me real quick. For whatever reason, it jumped off. There it is. It says, why does it work? It said the amino acid, the citrulline, is converted into amino acid arginine. This is the precursor for nitric oxide. And the nitric oxide is a blood vessel relaxer that enhances circulation to all your vital parts. How much you should eat. A typical 4-ounce serving of watermelon, or about 10 watermelon balls, has about 150 milligrams of citrulline. And so I'm thinking, as an old schooler, that Safeway is going to have me pay them a visit first thing in the morning. They've always made a joke about black men and loving watermelon and chicken, but chicken and watermelon are probably two of the most highly useful as well as nutritious value things that there are. So it seems that all the jokes that they've made, there's a reason why, the brothers in the country are so stud-worthy because, we supposedly, according to legend, we eat a lot of watermelon, but I guess that's a good thing now.
Yeah, man, that's a good thing. I didn't know anything about that.
I'm going to Safeway in the morning. So, my man, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, not too much, man. Been down in Tacoma doing, high school track, My son, watched him in his final taste of high school athleticism. And after that, he's going to the next level, college. So,
yes, sir.
I haven't been out there doing it all day. It drained me to the fullest, bro. But yeah, it was good, man.
Man. I'm glad you were able to make it back safe. I trust that he did his thing, as he always does,
He's definitely excited, man. He's ready for the next level, man. He's ready for the next level, man. I'm ready for him too, man, so he can go down to California, man. But let me ask you another question, man. Let me ask you a question, bro. What's going on with this T.I., man? T.I. is on some goon stuff for real, bro. This brother here is like... it's so funny. I read some stuff, man, that said before situation with T.I., before with Mayweather, he had a confrontation. I don't know if that was a confrontation. I think that probably was a confrontation that happened before. That confrontation, I think that happened, I don't know if that was before or after T.I. situation, man. Before Mayweather situation. But all in all, man, the brother is... I'm gonna say this, man. He's a street dude. He's a street cat, and the way they stood against the police, man, that looked like it could have gotten ugly, man. If you saw that video where him when them brothers were standing there against them cops, that had the look of something really powerful. if that would have went down, if that would have went down and went down to a fight, a brawl between cops and, you know, T.I. and Game or something like that, that would have made some serious, serious news. And that would have caused riots. That would have caused a lot of issues, man. That's the type of energy that can ignite a fire. Now, the situation about it is, though, is that I hate to see them brothers go against each other, like, you know, go against, you know, Floyd and T.I. But I'd rather see what I saw on that video with them going against them bodyguards and Collar. I'd rather see that video than I would see Floyd and T.I. I could have more respect for that one.
Right. Well, evidently it happened after the Floyd Mayweather incident, and I agree with you 110%, by the way, as usual. You're right on point with your analyses of how the situation is going to definitely skyrocket out of control, because, you know, you can hear in the background of the video more sirens coming to the area, and, you know, 1-800-CRACK-A-NIGGA-SKULL is the police hotline down in L.A., as we know, from the Rodney King beat and the way they did him. They're always ready to, they don't care who you are and what your identity is, kind of like Malcolm X did. You know, when you call a brother with a PhD or an MSB or a BA, you call him a nigga. That's what the white man calls him. So, you know, they would have definitely, that's one cop that was in the deal. He was definitely sparking up and getting himself in and start pushing on cats and doing stuff. Then you smash somebody in the mouth, and then there they are. And then you had this one cop that had already pumped his shotgun, you know, like the cowards that they are. He was ready to blow some brothers' backs out, man. And like you said, that could have got to be real bad. But don't seem to answer your question, don't seem like T.I. really worked everything out of his system on that Floyd Mayweather fight. And it seems to me that, you know, when you're in Los Angeles, you know, you got there's an old saying that's on the street right now, fairly new saying, actually, and it's called stay in your lane. You don't really want to be going down to L.A. knowing how they are and start, you know, going in with them cops down there, because they don't give a damn about your celebrity or nothing else down there. And evidently, you know, it's a good thing that they got the word from the brother that got beat up that it wasn't the police and that it was security. And the security, even though it wasn't T.I., initially thought it was him, but it looked like him laying on the ground. Whoever this cat was that was on the ground, he was kicking and stomping this guy, you know, unarmed, four or five guys. The other guy's holding him down. You got another cop, you know, a little Hispanic security guard kicking and folks and stuff while they're on the ground and doing a lot of, you know, crazy stuff. And I'm glad that him in the game wasn't actually in that, because, like you said, that could have been a horrible situation right there. But just to have a standoff like that is scary enough from the perspective of knowing how these L.A. cops know what their reputation is. So I'm glad it didn't go any further than that. Kind of crazy right there. Really crazy right there. Go ahead. Your boy, looks like your boy is, I talked to Malcolm for about 35 minutes earlier, and that's, he's jumping up and down. Seems like you're not the only one that had to do something there. Seems like Ohio Larry has to sport a San Antonio shirt for about a week. And San Antonio went on there and won the game. And the loudspeaker over there, has exclusives. I guess he's happy about his team being in. So, like I said before, all things equal and even, it should be a pretty good series over there with those two. It ended real nice tonight with San Antonio taking charge and finishing them off. It was a battle, and they were trying to create a game seven to give Miami some rest, but it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? They went on ahead and got the job done, so that was a good thing. You know, gonna be part of the season series, the championship starts and Thursday, so it's looking pretty good. Also,
yeah, man.
Go ahead. Should be pretty good. Also, your boy Ray J. Norwood got arrested for going off down there in L.A. Boy, Reggie, Brandy's brother, yeah. Brandy's brother down there going off in L.A. Seems that, according to what it says here, while Kim Kardashian and Kanye are going off, I don't know why white folks do this shit. You know, Kim Kardashian no longer has anything to do with Ray J. And you shouldn't put it in your story because then you're being ignorant. And I don't, and I have to paraphrase some of it because she's calling, you know, Kanye a bum and all this other weird, this weird shit. But I'm going to just get around all that and say that it looks like in sex tape that has nothing to do with what's going on, white folks. It says singer-producer reality star Ray J was arrested Friday in Beverly Hills after kicking out the window of a patrol car and spitting at an officer outside of a hotel, where the police had been called to investigate an accusation that he inappropriately touched the woman. The officers found that the contact was incidental, and the singer agreed. And the singer agreed to leave, but police say that Ray J, whose legal name is William Ray Norwood, refused to leave and became unruly and used his feet to shatter a patrol car window after being taken into custody. It says here that charges include vandalism, resisting, you know, arrest, battery on an officer, and, you know, it says here a representative for Ray J declined comment. Now, I mean, come on, man, you know. If the brother didn't do nothing wrong, it's 50-50 on this one. The brother didn't do nothing wrong, why should he have to leave? It was incidental contact and misunderstanding. He is a celebrity. He, as a rule, he don't bother nobody, you know, unless he's talking about Kim Kardashian smashing that. He don't really bother nobody, so he shouldn't have had to leave and shouldn't have been made to leave. Somebody was just trying to get paid off of him on some Robin Givens type shit. And he didn't do nothing wrong. But then he gets into custody and flips out. I don't know why these cats with all this money down in L.A., of all places, want to get into it with the cops down there. You know those cats got the old, wrote the book on crack a nigga in the store with the nightstick. Why even get involved and get into all that when you know that it ain't going to turn out nothing but bad? Now you're arrested. You got to go be put back on display. And I don't know if this is, it's like you said the other day, it seems like these cats be trying to go after some of the wrong wrong intentions and wrong-minded stuff. You know, what do you think about this stuff, man?
It's all hype. You know, they just, you know, guys will do anything right now to get fame, and, you know, they want to, you know, pose and do kind of stuff to get kind of, get some kind of pub, you know. Bad publicity is good publicity nowadays, so, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, it's another hype, and Ray J has always been one of those guys, man, to me, man, it seemed like he wanted to be something that he's not. And, you know, I'm serious. He seems like he wants to be a thug. You know, he wants to be. And at the same time, I don't even know if they are originally from. Is he originally from L.A.? That's the thing.
Give a second. That's a very good question. It's a very good question.
Yeah, because the thing about it with him is I come to realize about Ray J, man. I remember when he was a skinny guy, man, when he was doing his music. He was always a little brother. And then he got to the point where he started getting a little, you know, a little extra weight on or whatever, trying to get a little more muscles and stuff. And he just picked up that thug mentality, man. And you could just see it wasn't really fitting. I mean, and he talks. I mean, he may be, you know, I listen to him talk and stuff. He sounds like he may be West Coast, though, but I just seem like, to me, it just seems like he's trying to be something he's not, man. He wants to be a tough guy, you know. You know, the biggest fame, I mean, him and Kim Kardashian get together, that right there is bigger than his whole career. You know, that's bigger than any song he ever put out. I feel like Ray J is just one of those guys, man, like I said, he's Brandy's little brother. So you got to be tough. You got to get in the mix with the cops. You know, so he wants to get out of that mold. He wants to be a tough guy, you know. He said, I mean, get the fuck out of here, Ray J. You a little boy, man. You know, you had your fame with Kim Kardashian. you did your little thing where you had, you know, this thing about women or whatever, this little dating thing you had on VH1 or some shit, some little sitcom. You know, and he had some beautiful girls on there, no question about it. But Ray J, man, time has expired. There's nothing else he can do, so now he wants to get in the mix with the cops. So, okay.
Well, you know,
Ray J,
your time, man, you got very good perception. I'm going to tell you that right now. You have very, very good perception. You always seem to be right on the label, and you seem to have a good insight. And that's why I'm so glad to have you as a right-hand man, because you always seem to be
appreciate
right on top of it. It appears, once again, as Sugar Ray pointed out, that he and Brandy are not from Los Angeles. They were both born in Macomb, Mississippi. Brandy was born February 11, 1979. Little Ray was born, two years later, January 17th, damn near to the month and the day, as his sister, also Macomb, Mississippi. And they were both raised in Carson, California. So to be going down here and trying to, play the role of resident tough guy, like you said before, your perception and the way that you broke it down was on point as usual, and you figured it out without a whole lot of, rigmarole to go along with it.
Those guys, man, but see the thing about right now, man, with the industry, it's everything right now is like, if you got music out right now, you have to have some kind of hype to go along with it. You have to have something going on. You can't just put out a hot album and then you can't just drop a hot 16 on every song. You got to go in there and beat somebody's ass or somebody beat your ass. Or you got to go in there and be on TMZ or be on YouTube doing some scandalous stuff. If you do that, you're in the mix. You're in the news now. T.I. right now, if he drops something, T.I. would get so much headlines because he got a lot to talk about now. I'm serious. He can go right now and he can put a rap together talking about Floyd Mayweather, and that situation will carry a lot of weight. A lot of weight. That's funny, man, because like Floyd Mayweather, it's not the same thing with him. Floyd is putting himself out there, and I really believe this, and I hate to say this about Floyd, man, but I got a feeling, man, that somebody's going to beat his ass in the ring. I really believe that. He's going to get caught slipping. I mean, you're going to walk in there, Floyd, you're going to come with the music, you come out with the fame and everything, but it's going to be somebody hungry as hell. They're going to knock you off, nigga. You're going to knock your ass off.
Exactly.
You have to understand, man, that you in there, and at the same time, they make it a close fight. Well, the judges might not like you. They might just say, hey, fuck this guy. I'm going to just fuck him over. I'm just going to just fuck him over. And then he ends up losing. But hey.
Damn, that's last fight.
Yeah. That's what happens, man. It gets too easy, man. Cats would come in and get you, man. And I don't know, man. It's too much Hollywood. It's too much reality. This is the information age, man. I have more fun going on YouTube and looking at YouTube than anything else. YouTube is right now is like. I'm hooked on it, man. I subscribe to so much shit, man. There's so much stuff going on that I don't even need to leave a look at TV no more.
That's it.
Because think about it. Everybody has a flip phone. They flip on our phones, and they video issues and situations going on. They send a TMZ, and they put up onto YouTube, and next thing you know, this is hot shit. This is hot. But something's going to happen. I got a feeling, man, something's going to happen in the next few years that YouTube is going to be viewed on YouTube, and that's going to be a situation to solve a high-profile case. There's going to be an actual murder or actual crime or some sort or some history-making situation is going to happen, and how they're going to find out. They're going to find it on YouTube. That's my prediction for the future, man.
You're not far off. That's the whole thing. You're not far off because they've already began to use Facebook and Twitter in murder trials. They've already began to use Facebook and Twitter in solving cases and information or stuff that may have been precluded from views of facts is now being used. You could have some intense shit going on, just like the guy who caused the little homosexual kid to jump off the bridge over there in New York and stuff because he exposed him in a sex act with his boyfriend or whatever the hell it was. He was some shit. He took a picture and put it on YouTube. Bam, next thing you know, they use that to put this boy in jail.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Shit on him and find him. So, like I said, your perspective of how you see stuff, man, you're never far off. Sharp as a tack for a lumber sign, you're never far off of whatever it is that you see going down. It's real. It's real right there.
Yeah, it's really real, man. I mean, it's really real, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, man. I mean, I don't know, man, but everything is a gimmick nowadays. I was wondering, like, for watching the NBA Finals, and
right.
I see the situation. I see the Heat and the Spurs again.
Right.
Well, this year has been a very historical year in sports.
Right.
This situation, man, okay, this is great. You know, LeBron gets fourth opportunity to do what he got to do. But what's crazy to me, man, is the situation with the Clippers. That right there is good. That's heavy, heavy, heavy. Because the thing about what trips me out about it is who won? Who was rewarded? I mean, who really came up? Because if you think about it, I wonder if Donald Sterling, why what he did. Obviously, he didn't mean to. That's what he says. But he is what he is. But the thing about it, though, is that he did that, but after it's all three and done, turned out to be a $2 billion deal for him. So, hey. Maybe it's the blueprint. Maybe he set the blueprint on for anybody else that want to get out of something and possibly be rewarded for big paper. Dude, hey, look, this is the way to do it. It worked with Riley Cooper. Riley Cooper was on television, and he said the word nigger. After he said that, his whole career had elevated. He caught more touchdowns than his whole career than that after that. But then, DeSean Jackson, Michael Vick, they gone. But what I'm trying to say is, man, it's kind of interesting how that situation turns out, you know. But it is what it is. But this guy, I mean, with $2 billion, hey, I'll be happy to sell my team. In fact, I will. If you want $2 billion, I would. I will put one of my millions on your billion as a thank you. I will tip you $1 million for doing that. Because the thing about it is, man, I'm trying to figure out, like, wow. That's all I can say is wow.
It's just like the fine never happened.
Never.
That's why, I mean, first of all, you know, to me, you're not taking enough. You didn't take enough from him because as an owner, not only should he know better, and not only was that intense, what I think is that we have been the victims of a cruel hoax.
Mm-hmm.
The American public has been, because two things happened. First of all, they made damn sure wasn't no black folks going to be involved in that. Number two, the NBA claimed that this was a wrong thing, and they claimed that they punished him, but they claimed that they can take a team from somebody, but they're allowing this motherfucker an opportunity to negotiate rather than just straight taking his team from him. I think we've been the victim of a cruel hoax, and I say that because what I see is here's a guy who orchestrated this thing along with Magic Johnson. Right now, Magic Johnson, as you know, he told the truth on Magic about them high interest credit cards and shit. And it just kind of makes me wonder, on the low, even your boy Magic, who spent all his time in L.A., and although he wasn't a Clipper, he was a Laker, and maybe he didn't have something to do behind the scenes with this because, come on, man, this thing swept through kind of quick. Scandalous motherfucker, who's been known to be a racist all of his damn life, suddenly they decide to pull his tail now, take his team now, and do something now, knowing that everything, as it was said, was kind of done illegally and everything. And you got this lawyer. This guy just made a 199... Oh, how can I say this? He's made a 199 million, because you add two more to it, it's 2 billion. So he's made a $1,999,000,000 profit, or 98.5 million profit, because his fine was 2.5 million. So you take that $2.5 million from that $2 billion, and that's how much his profit was. This man profited $199 million and 98.5% profit by just saying this stuff. This girl came up with this intense thing he was supposed to have said. All of a sudden, he's viewed in such an abhorrent way, but yet he's not wounded by the fact that he has to give the team up. So all the money he's made over the years in conjunction to what they're getting ready to give him for that sale by letting his wife negotiate it, which to me is ludicrous because she's still putting this money in his pocket. You can't tell me that this bitch ain't putting this money in his pocket because the NBA told us two lies. They said that she can't own the team, but he's not allowed to negotiate, but she does negotiate. You feel what I'm saying? She negotiates
right.
It, but in reality, he and her get to split it, and they both get $1 billion apiece and walk off into the sunset. And he can go to the bank tomorrow and cut the NBA a check for his fine if he hasn't done it already. So I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that I think that we've been the victim of a cruel hoax, and maybe, just maybe, even Magic made a few dollars off of this. But for Magic Johnson not to be mad and not to file no charges against this guy, even though this guy said this stuff about him, doesn't that sound kind of suspect to you?
No, it's very suspect, man. It's very suspect, man. I mean, it's a problem, man. I don't know. It's like really crazy to me that this guy comes off with, gets away with being that. He's that guy, man. He gets what he wants, man. It's amazing, but hey.
I think the public's been a victim of a cruel hoax. I don't think that any of this shit that they told us was the truth. I don't think that any of this shit that they put out here about this situation with Donald Sterling was valid. And there was just there wasn't enough accountability. I mean, they made a bunch of statements on TV, but you and I could do that. It just seemed to me that we were the victims of a cruel hoax, dog. You know, and there's still no justice in the NBA, and Mark Jackson lost his job because he was going to protest. So, I mean, I guess it is what it is, man.
That's crazy. Unbelievable. It is what it is. It's crazy. It was crazy, crazy. But yeah, man, you know, hey, I don't know what to say about it, man, but we do the best we can, and we keep pushing, keep moving. Also, I want you to understand, man, I'm going to add you to another group that I'm the admin of, and, you know, we're going to run some stuff in there. It's a group that's already been running and going. But I'm over there with the admin, so I'm going to add you over there so we can get some more exposure for our show. But we can see you later to call in, man, so we can talk about some real heavyweight stuff. I don't think no woman out there alive can get with me on the issues of relationships or love and hot sex or whatever you want to talk about. I mean, you don't want to know this game. I'm challenging all females to give me a call. Please give us a call. Give us a call to Flossy G2 Worldwide. Our number is 646-595-3402. I had to talk to you ladies. You know, we want to talk about everything. We're going to chop it up some good game. I want to see what's on y'all mind. And talk relationships. Find what you know. You know, and talk about the layaway plan for guys. And also at the same time, you know, talk about the relationships, you know, one-on-one, you know, the type of relationships, you know, the pit stop relationship where a guy just basically stays with you and you work and you do everything and he just basically stay with you and give you what you need. But at the same time, well, actually give you what you probably want. I don't know if it's necessarily what you need. But you're just a pit stop because if he through with you, he's going to move on. You know, one of those type of guys. You know, basically get out of jail and just stay at your house until something along comes better. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all kinds of shit, you know. And all you ladies out there, trust me. I know what you need. Now, I'm going to ask any question you got. If you want to know why guys do this, why guys do it, I could tell you why they do that. Because I know why. Because you probably ain't giving up what he wants, and you probably ain't making him feel king. See, the thing about it is, my grandmother used to always tell me that the way to get to a man's heart is through his stomach. But none of you women can't cook. You can't even boil a goddamn egg. You can't even make some goddamn top ramen if you want it. That's a problem. You know, you want to moan, want to bitch, and want to complain. But the thing about it, you don't want to treat your man like he need to be. You know what I'm saying, Els? I mean,
hey, I got a challenger for you on that, man. Talk to a friend of mine this season. I think she's going to call the show specifically for you and her, and I told her that there's a brother that wants to go heads up with a woman who's 100 and ain't afraid to say what's on her mind. You know, her name is Little Evie. I think that she wants to go heads up with you on these various subjects and stuff because this chick thinks that she is the do-all, know-all, know-all about it and what it is. And I said, you have got to go head up, mano y mano, with my main man, Sugar Ray, because he got some stuff that's going to shake you up. I think she's ready for the challenge for you. I told her about
it. Well, brother, you know what? I'm with it. You get her on the show. You can referee. You can pop the questions out there, and I will come with the answers, and she can come with her answers. And we can make it happen. And if it gets down to the point, because I ain't going to pull no punches. I'm going to be straight up, and I'm going to come from a guy perspective, and I'm going to challenge her. And we're going to talk. And hopefully she can bring some friends, because I got friends, too. And we can make this thing happen. So set a date. Man versus woman.
Okay.
Sugar Ray representing the man. And she represents the women. And we
man,
get this
I think
thing
this
going.
This is a perfect hookup for the inaugural Sugar Sundays for tomorrow. I'm going to try to set this thing up for tomorrow. It's intensified funk. We got 2 minutes left on this 646-595-3402.
Ladies, you heard the challenge. He's issued the challenge out here. You heard what he had to say. And I think it's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight, tomorrow for Sugar Sundays. You know what I'm saying? The sponsored through the Flossy Jeezy show worldwide and the Fear of the Black Planet. It's getting ready to go down real tough, like, and we're going to put Sugar Ray up against Lil Yvette and see what happens because, you know, they both at it, they both about it, and this is going to be as real as it gets, real for real. So I'm going to let her know.
Real for real. Let's go. Let's get it.
Damn. Woo, this is going to be intense, boy. And I'm gonna sit back and just moderate. And like I said before, you know how you do it, Sugar Ray, when you come on, you know what I'm saying? You got full autonomy, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got better wear your Everlast. Make sure you got your mouthpiece, you know what I'm saying?
I'm ready.
Your gauze and your bucket of ice with the ice swell in it. And it's on, man. It's on. You guys going to go at it. Because, I mean, she feels like she on that. On that female player is a thing where she just thinks that she knows it all. This is going to be intense. I'm going to like this. This is going to be all right. I told her it's 100 radio, so I know you ready.
Yeah, let's go. Let's set a date and find out a good evening that's good with her. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night will be good. If not, we could do it next Sunday, or we could do it Monday night, or we could do it Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night.
I can't do it
Saturday night though.
Not a problem.
My Saturday's book because it's my son's prom night, and he's going out Big Willie style. I gotta make sure my lines are clear, because when he goes, it's on. He gets bucked.
Macadosis. There it is right there. Well, you know, actually, we got about 10 seconds left, and I guess we can go out on that note. That's a good note to follow. And as always, you know, my man Sugar Ray is going to hit you with his partner shout-out, and I'm going to hit you with mine, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and then turn it over to Sugar Ray and go ahead and let him drop this science on you. And we're going to go from there. And we're going to match up with y'all tomorrow night for the, you know what I'm saying, for the Thriller in Manila part three. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. Sugar Ray?
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I want y'all to understand, man. Thanks for listening in on the show. You know, we have good times on here. We have a good game. So please call in. My man Nelson over here, he always laying the hot tracks and good production, so check him out. The number is 646-595-3402. I'm Sugar Ray Robinson, and I want you guys to know, keep your eyes in the sky and always believe and understand we go through hardship, we go through tough. But remember this, the revolution is not just an event. It's a process. Okay? Remember that.
Well, for my man Sugar Ray in Seattle, inner city, and for your boy Flossy Jeezy here in Portland, Oregon, we're going to say good night and God bless. I'm going to go ahead and run this one for Sugar Ray because he's always proven that this next song is what he's all about. And I'm going to drop the smooth operator from Sade on y'all. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. This has been the Flossy Jeezy Show Worldwide and in conjunction with the Fear of a Black Planet. Y'all be easy out there, and God bless.